Nolte, Alyssa Milano says Joe Biden assault claim deserves thorough investigation. By John Nolte on April 6, 2020. Joe Biden's been credibly accused of sexual assault and #MeToo activist Alyssa Milano wants a thorough investigation before she's willing to say anything about it. Alyssa Milano has been under fire over her hypocritical silence ever since Biden accuser Tara Reid came forward with a horrific 1993 tale of Biden reaching down her skirt and penetrating her with his fingers, all without her consent. One person calling Milano out is fellow #MeToo activist and former Charmed co-star, Rose McGowan, who has been aggressively taunting the media for ignoring the Biden accusation. McGowan has also been retweeting Milano's critics. One of those retweets said, "Milano remains silent on the rape accusation against Joe Biden. After demanding we #believe women when Blasey Ford came forward against Kavanaugh." The tweet accurately points out, adding, "And despite Tara Reid having more evidence against Biden and Biden having more female accusers than Kavanaugh ever did." This of course is true. While there was never any evidence Blasey Ford even knew Brett Kavanaugh, while Blasey Ford's witnesses all contradicted her story, we know Reid did work in Biden's U.S. Senate office in 1993 and she does have a woman who says Reid told her about the alleged incident at the time. And as we all remember, Milano was not at all concerned about Brett Kavanaugh's due process rights. She just wanted his head on a pig pole. Anyway, Milano is a big Joe Biden supporter. She also says she has been friends with him for 15 years. What's more, Milano has faced accusations of hypocrisy about Biden in the past after she ignored previous accusations of unwanted touching against him. So, when Milano was asked about this latest and much more serious allegation against Biden during a Radio Andy podcast appearance, she said she did not want to say anything about the assault claim until there's a thorough investigation. Listen below. Milano does mention that Time's Up refused to take up Reid's case. But Milano does not mention that Time's Up was founded by Knickerbocker and that Hillary Rosen, a Biden supporter, is a partner and managing director of Knickerbocker. Milano also failed to mention that, between January and February, the Biden campaign donated an incredible $806,000 to Knickerbocker, which is when Reid says she approached Time's Up for help with this case. Milano did, however, say that she intends to stay silent on the matter until there is a thorough investigation of the Biden allegation. "I just don't feel comfortable throwing away a decent man that I've known for 15 years. In this time of complete chaos, without there being a thorough investigation," Milano said. Here's what she said in promoting her interview with Andy Cohen. "I explain my silence on the allegations against Joe Biden in this clip. I'm still endorsing it, Joe Biden. Listen to this clip to find out why," Milano said. "Well, I think we can all agree that there needs to be a thorough investigation. But right now this credible allegation is being entirely, and I mean, entirely, ignored by the same corporate media that joined Milano in looking to annihilate Brett Kavanaugh over a much flimsier accusation. But please do bring on the thorough investigation. Please, please do. Oh, and how nice of Milano to suddenly embrace the ideal of due process, you know, when it's her guy." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.